Balanitis. Balanitis is an inflammation of and tightness in the foreskin and underlying tissues at the head of the penis, where in uncircumcised men a natural secretion called smegma can collect. The condition can be caused by friction from damp clothing, chemicals in clothing fabrics, or a reaction to various contraceptives. Some men are allergic to vaginal jellies and creams or to lubricants in condoms. The effect is a reddening and irritation of the penis. The easiest solution in these cases is to change jellies or condoms. Other cases may be relieved with salves, but there are also cases, such as recurrent infection, when the only remedy is circumcision, which can be performed on an outpatient basis with local anaesthetic. John, a 38-year-old teacher, complained of recurring inflammation on the head of his penis, as well as of tight foreskin, which he had treated in the past with salves. His problem was resolved by a circumcision performed under local anaesthetic. This was a case where circumcision for hygienic purposes was appropriate. Recurrent problems with infection, such as with this patient, who was also diabetic, require surgery. Phimosis. This condition makes it difficult to retract a tightened foreskin off the penile head. The hood, so to speak, won't go up. It's caused by chronic infection that makes the foreskin trap bacteria, though it may be congenital as well. Circumcision may be necessary for cure. That was the diagnosis for Sam, a 67-year-old lawyer who obviously didn't believe in yearly checkups. On a visit to be checked for phimosis, he told me he hadn't seen the head of his penis for years. Upon examination, I found his uncircumcised penis foul-smelling and inflamed, so much so that I could not pull the foreskin back to examine the head. Circumcision was necessary to relieve the conditions, and in that process I found a cancer. Paraphimosis. Caused by infection or trauma, paraphimosis prevents a tightened foreskin from going back over the head of the penis. It is stuck behind the head, becoming tightened like a constricting ring around the penis, and produces swelling. The swelling can be rather substantial and quite painful, as it was for Paul, a 38-year-old realtor who appeared in my office with a gigantic, swollen penis, his foreskin having gotten stuck behind the head of his uncircumcised penis during what he claimed was an afternoon business meeting in a local motel. His penis had swollen to 3 or 4 times its normal size while he was doing business. By now it looked like a glazed doughnut. I relieved the pressure by lubricating the head of the penis and pushing it back through the ring, something like slipping a tight ring off a finger. Later I made permanent cure possible with a circumcision. Urethral stricture. This condition restricts urine flow via a narrowing of the urethral tube in one or several places. In concept, it is similar to a long tunnel with what appears to be a very constricted opening at the far end. A urethral stricture usually is caused by infection or trauma, but sometimes it is congenital in origin. Its signs are a slow, weak urine flow and sometimes weakened expulsion of seminal fluid. Urethral discharge is also a frequent symptom. Urethral strictures may be single or multiple and may appear in various places within the urethra, anywhere from the tip of the penis to the area of the prostate. Treatment may be either dilating the tube with a special instrument or cutting it in the appropriate places with a special instrument. Priapism. The persistent erection that defines priapism may seem to be the ultimate male fantasy. It isn't. An erection that won't go away, even after ejaculation, is abnormal and in fact can cause permanent damage to blood vessel integrity. Priapism produces an erection even in the absence of sexual stimulation, or it maintains an erection after intercourse because the blood engorging the penis cannot flow back by general circulation through the body. The cause usually is a red blood cell disease or injury to the spinal cord, but it also may follow injections to initiate erections. See Chapter 5. Priapism should be treated immediately, which means a visit to a hospital emergency room or a doctor's office. If the condition can be corrected quickly by medication or irrigation of the penis, normal erectile functions probably will be regained. Otherwise, surgery may be necessary. Even with immediate treatment, however, impotence may result from a bout of priapism. skin problems. Like the owner of a new car who notices every nick and scratch, a man will examine his penis for minute aberrations. Blackheads and whiteheads can form on any part of penile skin, commonly appearing on the underside of the penis. These little devils are more of a nuisance than anything else. They are caused by plugged glands or ducts, and though they may be easily popped out, they probably will reappear. Rashes and moles likewise are common, and may cause no problems. Still, anything particularly bothersome or unusual should be checked, especially a mole that shows any changes in shape or colour. A doctor can tell whether skin problems are significant, such as symptoms of balanitis, or harmless. Drips after urination. No matter how you jump and dance, the last few drops go in your pants. There is an inescapable truth in that old verse. It's a circumstance called postmicturational dribbling, and that's the way it is. Here's an experiment you can conduct with yourself. After urinating, apply gentle upward pressure under the base of the penis. In most cases, the pressure will squeeze out those last few drops. Bites. Bites on the penis, whether from a playful sex partner or a dangerous insect, should receive prompt medical attention. Take the case of Doug, a hunter at a deer camp in the hills, who was bitten on the penis while using an outhouse. At first, the bite felt like a pinprick, but within hours the bite area became stiff and intensely painful. Soon the hunter experienced chills, fever, sweating, nausea, and severe abdominal pain. Fortunately, a doctor was in the camp, and he treated the victim with antivenin for what he recognized as a black widow spider bite. The hunter recovered fully. Of more than 30,000 species of spiders in the world, 50 are known to bite humans. Two that are deadly are named by their colours, black widow and brown recluse. Both may be found in residential and recreational areas. The black widow, an aggressive spider that will attack on slight provocation, spins its web in darkened places, including outhouses. Penile trauma. Because the penis is flexible and in a reasonably protected location, serious injuries are unusual, but they do occur. Quite common, of course, are skin injuries caused by zippers. Less common, but still seen, is skin damage caused by applying the business end of a vacuum cleaner tube to an erection, presumably to assist masturbation. Other injury can be caused by such obvious sources as missiles, bullets, knives, blunt instruments, and burns, and such unconventional sources as a chainsaw or the power takeoff, unprotected drive shaft, on a hay machine. Much of the time, such trauma can be successfully treated. On a trip to Bangkok, I learned of a unique case of penile injury and repair. A soldier's ex-wife had severed his penis, and surgeons replaced it with a penis that was removed from a transsexual during a sex change operation. The replacement penis grew into its new place nicely, and it had the added benefit of greatly improving its new owner's outlook on his future. As far as I know, the operation was the world's first penile transplant. Foreign bodies. Young men, especially preteen boys, experiment with their erections and consequently appear in emergency rooms with a bewildering array of objects stuck inside. I have removed pencils, pens, hat pins, and straight pins from inside young penises. In one extreme case, a 15-year-old boy inserted a pencil up his urethra while masturbating, and the next thing he knew, the pencil was gone. An X-ray found the pencil in the bladder. I removed it through the normal channel, the way it went in. Penile injuries can result from various other experimentation, too. Emergency room physicians occasionally must remove rings that were rolled onto a penis in its relaxed state and then stuck tight after erection when blood could not escape. Among the bizarre objects I have seen hanging from a penis is a monkey wrench. The patient's penis was trapped by the hole in the handle.